Nama Chara Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Jai. Prem Sika Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Raita Garada Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vimni. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 12th canto, chapter 3, the Bhumi Gita. I'll do the summary and then we'll do the verses. This chapter describes how the earth took note of the foolishness of the many kings bent on conquering her. It also describes how, even though the age of Kali is full of faults, the glorification of the name of Lord Hari destroys them all. Great kings, who are actually playthings of death, desire to subdue their six internal enemies, the five senses and the mind. And afterward, they imagine they will go on to conquer the earth and all its oceans. Seeing these false hopes, the earth simply laughs, for eventually, they all must leave this planet and go elsewhere, as have all the great kings and monarchs of the past. Moreover, after usurping the earth or some part of it, which is actually unconquerable and must in every case be given up, fathers, sons, brothers, friends, and relatives quarrel over it. Thus, the study of history naturally leads to the conclusion that all worldly achievements are temporary, and this conclusion should give rise to a sense of renunciation. Ultimately, the highest goal of life for any living entity is pure devotion to Lord Krishna, which annihilates all inauspiciousness. In the age of Satya, religion was complete, still possessing its four legs of truth, mercy, austerity, and charity. With the coming of each succeeding age, starting with Treta, these religious qualities each diminish by one quarter. In Kali Yuga, the legs of religion retain only one fourth of their power, and even that will be lost with the progress of the age. The mode of goodness is predominant during Satya Yuga, and the mode of passion is predominant during Treta Yuga. The mixed modes of passion and ignorance are predominant during Dwarpa Yuga, and in the age of Kali, the mode of ignorance is predominant. Atheism, the smallness and inferiority of all things, and devotion to the genitals and belly are very much evident in the age of Kali. Living entities contaminated by the influence of Kali do not worship the Supreme Lord, Sri Hari, even though they can be free from all bondage and easily achieve the supreme destination simply by chanting the glories of his name and taking shelter of him. But if somehow or another the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes manifest within the hearts of the conditioned souls in Kali, then all faults of place, time, and personality inherent in the age will be destroyed. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but it possesses one great quality. Simply by the chanting of the name of Krishna, one can be delivered from material association and attain the absolute truth. All that was accomplished in the age of Satya by meditation, in the age of Treta by sacrificial performances, and the age of Dwarpa by temple worship, is easily gained during the Kali Yuga by the simple process of Hari Kirtan. Hari Bo. Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Sri
Shuka Uvacha. Trishvatmani Jayate Vyagran. Ripan hasati bhuryam.
Ripan
hasati bhuryam. Aho
ma
Mrityo Kridan Naka Nripa.
Rityo Kridanaka Nripa.
Sri Shukavacha. Vishvatmani Jayate Vyagran.
Vishvatmani Jayate Vyagran.
Nripan Hasati Bhuryam. Aho ma vijigisanti.
Aho ma vijigisanti.
Mrityo kridan naka, naka nripa.
Mrityo kridan naka nripa.
Sri Shuka vacha.
Sri Shuka vacha.
Vishvatmani jayate vyagran.
Vishvatmani jayate vyagran.
Ripan hasati bhuryam. Oma vigi jishanti.
Oma vigi jishanti.
Mrityo kridanaka nripa.
Mrityo kridanaka nripa.
Vishuka vacha. Vishmatmani jayate vyagran. Ripan hasati bhuryam. Oma vigi jishanti. Mrityo kridanaka nripa. Sri Shuka vacha. Sri Shuka vacha.
Vishvatmani jaye vyagran.
Vishvatmani jayate vyagran.
Nripan hasati bhuryam.
Nripan hasati bhuryam.
Ahoma vigi jishanti.
Ahoma vigi jishanti.
Mrityo
kridanaka nripa.
Sri
Shuka vacha.
Vishvatmani
jayate vyagran.
Ripan
hasati bhuryam.
Ahoma
vigi jishanti. Mrityo kridanaka nripa. Sri Shuka vacha.
Sri
Shukadev Goswami said,
Rishva,
observer,
Atmani,
of herself,
Jaye,
in conquest,
Vyagan,
busily engaged,
Nripan,
the kings,
Asati,
she loves,
Bhu,
the earth,
Iyam,
this.
Aho.
Ah.
Maha.
May.
Vijigishanti.
They are desiring to conquer.
Mrityo.
Of death.
Kridana
kaha. Playthings.
Nripaha.
The kings.
Translation.
Sukadeva Goswami said, seeing the kings of this earth busy trying to conquer her, the earth herself laughed. She said, just see how these kings, who are actually playthings in the hands of death, are desiring to conquer me. Please repeat.
Sukadeva Goswami said,
seeing the kings of this earth
busy trying to conquer her,
the earth herself laughed.
She said,
just see how these kings,
who are actually playthings in the hands of death,
are desiring to conquer me.
So the rest we can do together. Kamaisha narendranam mogasya vidusham api yena phenopane pinde yeti vishram vikanripa.
Translation.
Great rulers of men, even those who are learned, meet frustration and failure because of material lust. Driven by lust, these kings place great hope and faith in the dumb lump of flesh called the body, even though the material frame is as fleeting as bubbles of foam and waters.
Okay, 3 and 4. Purvam nirjitya sadhargam
jesha
tata sachiva parakta karim vramasya kantakam evam pramena jeshama prithim sagaramekalam ityasha bhara hridaya na pasyam ipite takam.
Translation and purport by the disciples of the Zangas. Kings and politicians imagine, first I will conquer my senses and mind, then I will subdue my chief ministers and rid myself of the torn pricks of my advisors, citizens, friends, and relatives, as well as the keepers of my elephants. In this way, I will gradually conquer the entire earth, because the hearts of these leaders are bound by great expectations. They fail to see death awaiting nearby. Purport. To satisfy their greed for power, determined politicians, dictators, and military leaders undergo severe austerities and sacrifice with much self-discipline. Then they lead their great nations in a struggle to control the sea, land, air, and space. Although the politicians and their followers will soon be dead, since birth and death are all inevitable in this war, they persist in their frenetic struggle for ephemeral glory. Ephemeral glory. Om Gyan Tirmanasya Gananjana Shalakaya Sakshul Mutamina Tasma Shri Gurvena Namo Vishnu Padaya Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravan Pachana Nirvishesha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Daitagadada Shri Vasudeva. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Staptam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadari Saparantakam. So we are on this new chapter of the Bhumi Gita. It's a very interesting part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Bhum Devi, the Mother Earth, is laughing at the kings of their folly. They are trying to conquer this unconquerable earth. See? So they're trying their best. But before I go on to this part, I'd like to run back to the chapter summary a little bit and touch upon some of the points that's been mentioned here. So it's stated that in the age of Satyuga, religious principles were 100%. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating. See, and those, what are the religious principles? Mercifulness, cleanliness, austerities, and what? Truthfulness. So it was 100%, but by the time Satyuga finishes, 25%, it would have diminished by 25%. So then when it jumps to Treta Yuga, it started from 25%, but by the time it finishes Treta Yuga, 50% would have finished of religious principles. Then it jumps to Dwapara Yuga with 50%. Then another 25% would finish in Dwapara Yuga, so that makes it 75%. So by Kali Yuga, it starts with 75% of religious principles being diminished. And then we have just 25% to go. And it's going little by little. Maybe if you calculate it really, of the 25%, 400,000 years. So there's what? 25% on, for each 100,000 years for the next 400,000 years. So anyhow, it's stated that in Satya Yuga, people were peaceful, happy. They were peaceful, happy, austere, and all the good qualities one can think about. Men lived for 100,000 years. They were very tall, 21 cubits. Lord Shiva speaking to Parvati says 21 cubits, says almost between 30 to 35 feet. Then in Treta Yuga, they lived for 10,000 years. The height was 14 cubits. That's maybe 20 something feet. Then in Dwapara Yuga, it's 1,000 years. 7 cubits. And in Kali Yuga, it is 100 years and 3.5 cubits, which is like close to 6 feet. But that would also go down really. How many of you are 6 feet in this room? See? Barely. See? So that's going down. And then when Christ came, that was 2,000 years after the start of Kali Yuga, he said 70 years. See, so from 100 years, by the time, you know, they were saying 3,000, so imagine how the age would go down. Srimad Bhagavatam stated 50 years, but there are other places that I've read, Markandeya Rishi speaking to Yudhishthira, Hanuman speaking to Bhima, said that by the end of the age, men would live for like 10 years, the total lifespan. A coconut would be like a mustard seed, and people would be maybe like a foot might be really tall. So you can imagine at the end of the age, yeah. This was spoken by Markandeya to Maharaj Yudhishthira. In Satya Yuga, the incarnations of Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narsinga, and Vamana appear. That is in Satya Yuga. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narsinga, Vamana. 5 incarnations. In Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra and Parshurama. And then in Dwapara Yuga, Balaram. Lord Krishna is considered the original person, so it says Balaram. And then in Kali Yuga, it's Kali Yuga is Buddha and Kalki. And of course, Lord Chaitanya is the hidden incarnation, the Chana incarnation. See? So like that. So this age has religion. So imagine, in Kali Yuga, we are predominated by the mode of ignorance in Kali Yuga. Barely any goodness, barely any passion, mostly by ignorance, imagine. For the devotees and all the spiritualists, I'd say that they are all, they have within them goodness, some passion and ignorance, but mostly goodness for the devotees. But the regular citizens, mostly passion and ignorance, especially ignorance. I mean, we know, you know, we've interacted with people out there, we see how the mood is, what they're thinking. And like the purport stated that they're interested, they would be ready to controlled by the genitals and the belly. See, in this age, all the movies is based on sex life. Plays, everything is based on sex. The news, everything. People's lifespan, they're doing yoga to increase their sex enhancement, their sex ability. Yoga, lifting weight, everything. Women dressing in all kind of makeup and color in the face and everything. It's all for sexual attraction. So this age would be predominated by that. And we haven't seen anything yet. See, because by the end of the age, it would be terrible. Or maybe after the Sankirtan, after the Sankirtan Jagya for the next 9,500 years more, it would be awful. See? So our goal is to try to become serious devotees, enlighten others, and return to the spiritual world. So coming back to the verses now, Mother Earth is getting some serious joke. Usually Mother Earth don't get joke. But she's getting a lot of joke here now. Seeing these kings trying to control her, trying to dominate her. See? And we can even touch some kings even in the previous ages. Like we know here in Hiranyakashipu, he did a lot of austerities and controlled his senses and so forth to gain a lot of mystical powers. In fact, his real aim was to gain immortality. See? But that wasn't possible. Lord Brahma said that's not impossible. No one can gain immortality. Not even I'm immortal. See? And then Ravana did the same thing, controlled his senses and cut off his head and so forth, and he gained lots of mystical powers. See? And then there are many other kings like that, Vena and so forth. Vena, well, of course, you know Duryodhana, despicable kings. Nahusha, he was a good king. He went to the heavenly planet, but then he was coerced by Agastya Muni to fall back to the earth. He was a serpent. See? But then you had good kings, like Prithu, Ramachandra, Yayati, even though he ran after women for some time, but he was a good king. Dilipa, Sagara, Maharaj Yudhishthira was one of the best kings. In fact, it's stated, there's a verse that states that, let me see if I could find that verse is, Kaman Vavarsha Parjanya Sarvakama Dhuga Nahi Shishushu Sma Vrajan Gava Prayashodash Vatir Muda. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, the cloud showered all the water people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk. That's the power of a good king. Maharaj Yudhishthira, even Lord Ramachandra, is stated during the reign of Lord Ramachandra, there was a short period of Satyuga. See, because the citizens were all happy, everything. And Srimad Bhagavatam also explains that sometimes, just like now with the Sankirtan Jagya, of this age, there's like a little bubble of Satyuga, see, because of the purity of the devotees and the preaching and austerities and practice and everything, see. So this is there.
So Mother Earth, she is happy now, but we know that sometimes she was very unhappy. When Vena was ruling, she was very unhappy. And she withdrew all the great opulences of the earth. Then at the end of Dwarpa Yuga, she prayed to Lord Brahma because of the demonic forces of this earth. They were trampling her and whatever really, dominating, killing the citizens. And so Lord Krishna advent. That was because of the praying of Mother Earth. And then here now we see. So in these cases she was in distress. In Satya Yuga, when might have been or later on, when Maharaj Prithu came, she withdrew all the grains and everything and people were actually starving. And Maharaj Prithu was very angry at her. And what Maharaj Prithu did? He said, I would cut you to pieces. I would cut you up to pieces and throw you into the ocean if you don't produce grains and wealth. And she said that because Vena was ruling really, she hid all the opulences in the earth. But if you can get a proper calf and milk me, then I will produce opulence again. So the great sages use Brihaspati as the calf and milk Vedic knowledge from Mother Earth. Then the demigods use Indra as the calf and milk Soma Rasa from Mother Earth. The demons use Prahalada as the calf and milk liquor and beer. Then the Gandharvas use Vishvasu as the calf, and they milk sweet music songs from the earth. And then I have to look at my notes now. I'm running out. Then the pitris milk, they use Aryama as the calf, and they milk Kavya, which is an offering to the pitris. The siddhas use Kapila as the calf, and they milk mystical powers. The yakshas use Rudra as the calf, and they milk blood from the earth. The snakes use Staksha, and they milk poison, the poisonous snake. The animals use Nandi, and they milk green grass from the earth. The beasts use a lion, and they milk flesh from the earth. The birds use Garuda, and they milk insects and plants. The trees use the banyan tree, and they milk juice. And then the mountains use the Himalayas and milk minerals. This was the pastimes of Prithu. And so then Maharaj Prithu was happy after them. And he released the earth because Mother Earth was really afraid of Prithu. And she's called Prithvi. I think she's called Prithvi because of that. And then later on we'll find that in Dwarpa Yuga, at the end of Dwarpa Yuga, the kings would become very, very much demoniac. They were like Shishupal, Dantavakra, Duryodhan, all his brothers. There was many others, and so many demons and so that Lord Krishna killed. And so he relieved the earth. But then later on again we find that the earth is laughing. What these kings are doing. So we can see that the good kings, they were upholding religious principles. They were The good kings were propagating religious principles, but the bad kings, they forgot about it. In fact, it's stated that the kings were born. The king were born to execute orders on earth, law and order. Execute law and order, because if there is no law and order, then people would become, the strong would become dominant of the weak. Like it explained, like the fishes in the ocean, like the shark dominates the small fishes. See, so if the king is not there, and stated that the king. The Lord used portions of the demigods to create the king, like Surya, Agni, Indra, Vayu, Aryama, Dhanraj, Varuna. All these demigods, a portion of the demigods were used to create the king. That's stated in the Puranas. And so they are very important. When the Varnashram system was established, if the kings weren't there to see that the Varna and Ashram were followed, then everything would have dissipated. It would have become like Varna Sanskara. See? You have what you call intermixture of chaos and everything, and degradation. So the kings, the role of the king is very, very important. But in this Kali Yuga, it's topsy-turvy. See, instead of they uphold religious principles, they propagate irreligious principles. See, instead of them protecting the citizens, they kill the citizens. If they're being criticized, then they're upset about it. Recently, we heard of this journalist, Khashoggi. See, this journalist, he was criticizing the Arab states, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, the different reasons. And so he went, as soon as he went back there, what did they dismembered him. Like so many guys went in the embassy and within no time cut off his neck, his arms, his legs and everything and thing like that. And that was in the news for such a long time. See? And they're propagating that the administrative head knew about this. So just imagine, as soon as the citizen is a little critical of the king, Shah Jahan, he had built the Taj Mahal. After he finished and later on, his sons threw him in prison. I think he died in prison. Shah Jahan, you see? So we can imagine, and this is just the beginning of Kali Yuga. When so many of these Arabic kings also, they have like so many women, you see, as their wives, endless. And then if the citizen protests, they use tear gas and different things. Not only tear gas, but poisonous gases to kill them. They showed so many things. So the kings in this age not only the kings but the authorities, they're just interested in gaining power. And as soon as they gain power, then they're happy about that. They do whatever they like. You see? They promise, they make lots of promises. See? But as soon as they go in power, then they're there trying to fill the pockets and so forth. See? I remember in Guyana, there was a president called Burnham. He was the richest black guy in the world. And the people were so much suppressed in Guyana.
You know, you could imagine Idi Amin, another one in Africa. See, the people were practically starving there, but he was like so rich, had so many women and everything. Saddam Hussein, and so many of these leaders, they've destroyed the country practically. Little right now in Venezuela, oil rich country, right? Oil rich and people are starving. See, very rich country, people are starving. Actually, he's trying to take over 3/4 of Guyana. Imagine, if Damraj go back there, he'll be Venezuelan citizen. Imagine. And also they found so much oil in Guyana, they said that there's so much oil reserve, you see, in Guyana. And so now the Venezuelan government wants to usurp this country so that he could get the benefits. See? There's so much fighting and disturbances going on right now. So all these leaders in Calyut would actually destroy the country. And I mean, there are a few good leaders. We cannot say that all, but gradually, the whole world would have like bad leaders, because this is Calyut. And that's the nature, people being dominated by the mode of ignorance. But Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Sukadeva Goswami explains, that there is one good thing in this age of Kali, and this is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. The chanting of the holy names would bring equilibrium to society, would bring peace and happiness for a short time. As long as the name of the Lord is being chanted. But after then, Kali would go again haywire. See? Kali would go again haywire. And so best thing for the devotee is to stick seriously to the process, help others, and return to the spiritual world. See, in the past, in the Sri Upanishad, it's stating, "Isha vasa midam sarvam yat kinsha jagatayam jagat tena twaktena bunjita magriha kashya swid dhanam." Everything animate and inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota. And one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. The animal kingdom does this. Srila Prabhupada says, well, Srila Prabhupada stated that the birds would come and take some grains and fly away. But man would come and grab the whole bag of grains and run away with it. Actually, that's happening right now in Africa. There's a flood there, and the planes and so they're throwing relief stuff. And one guy would just grab a bag of rice and run, you know, and then the rest would start fighting to get. You see, this is the nature, this is the greedy nature of mankind. See? But if we apply this philosophy, see that everything belongs to the Lord and we're here for a short time, then things would go differently. But because of the greed of the human society, greed of the human society. Look, sometimes the question is asked, who is the most dangerous animal on the planet? And some people and some man, you know, he's the most dangerous animal. Why? every day they said billions of chickens are being killed, thousands of cows, thousands of sheep,
millions of fish. So many things have been killed, you know, by who? By mankind. So he's actually the most dangerous. He's the most dangerous animal on the planet. See? So, I'll stop here. If there's any comment or correction. Yes, Madan Mohan Prabhu.
I was thinking in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains what kind of mentality the demons have. And here's a quote, 13 through 15. Demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future, more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemies will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifice. I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. So that seemed to...
That's perfect verse. Perfect verse for this class. Definitely, you see. And so we have to enlighten the world. See? Actually, the purport was speaking about atheism. You would not believe the amount of atheists there is actually. Atheists. Well, the whole communist country, all the communist countries, they're practically atheists. Most of Russia, well, Russia is changing now. Russia, China, North Korea, and other places that were going. Even Europe, considered a Christian country, but more than three quarters of Europe are bent on atheism. Even in England, I mean, yes, Madam Montrepo.
Prabhupada sometimes would say that they're mostly innocent. He says, but they've been misled by bad leaders.
Yeah.
So we can see, like in Russia, what happened when the leader changed. The people weren't atheists. They were just being restricted. So many people, the Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, they're naturally like that, but they get...
They were actually forced to follow the Communist Manifesto. And the Communist Manifesto says, religiosity is a waste of time. God consciousness is a waste of time, really. Yeah, people could not even pray, you know, I mean, they had to hide. If there were any religious organization. We know even when devotees tried to preach in Russia in the early days, what happened, you know. In the Chinese country also, even now devotees are still somewhat underground. You know, Russia has changed a little bit, not good. But Western Europe itself, even though they're said to be Christian countries, but so many of these people actually believe in atheism or try to propagate that philosophy. You would not imagine, I mean, the amount of atheists there is, you know. So much really. So preaching, I mean, we have to preach because it's predicted that this movement would dominate the world. So we have to do that. Okay. Yes, Dhamaraj Prabhu.
Towards the end of your class, you're speaking about, you know, association basically, and the man being, you know, most demoniac. So our scripture advised that first you associate with devotees, and second with animals, and last option non-devotees.
Wow.
Yes, that's there.
So yeah,
that's,
the answer.
Yes, it's easier to, you know, You can be among animals, they won't disturb your spiritual life, and they That's won't right. have that greed to disturb your consciousness.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.